Good morning, my MFM eChurch prayer partners and partners from around the world, wherever you are calling from. I welcome you this morning. Our intercessor could not come on the line because she had an emergency in her family and had to fly out this morning. And so I am with you again. Amen. I am with you again. I want to thank God, take this time out to thank God for my leaders, Bishop Clinton House and Dr. Mary House. I am so grateful for their leadership, for their vision, their vision just to see greater what we need in prayer. Amen. I also want to thank God and give God just a, I don't even know, just I wasn't able to be at the women's conference, but I did watch parts of the women's conference. And I tell you, I'm so grateful to God that God does what he is. And that is amazing. And so this morning I'm listening to Waymaker. I know it's a song we sing a lot, but that song, I woke up with this song in my spirit that he's a Waymaker. He's a miracle worker. He's a promise keeper. He's the light in the darkness. My God, personal, my God, that is who he is. And so this morning we are, as you all are coming on, as you all are coming into prayer, I want to give you this scripture. My bishop has been teaching and preaching about the unchangeable God. And so I want to give you this scripture that is just, to me, I think is so relevant to where we are. And many of us are, we're not struggling, but we're just waiting on the promises of God. We have, you know, last week I told you about the vessels, getting your vessels, enlarging your vessels, and increasing in your vessels. And so this morning, as I was getting ready, got up this morning to get ready, and I touched Amar because one of my twins, late last night, woke up with a high temperature. And so I gave him medicine, and I woke up this morning expecting the temperature to be broken. I gave him some, you know, we give them their ibuprofen, their Tylenol, and I had prayer. But I expected this morning for the temperature to be broken. I expected that when he woke up this morning, he was going to feel better. I expected that when I rolled over and I touched my baby, that my baby's temperature was going to be gone. And I started thinking, if my expectation, I wasn't receiving nothing else, but it was going to be broken by in the morning. I want to ask you all on this prayer line this morning, how many things have you left on the table because you are fearful of expecting the miracle or expecting the release overnight? You are your expectation is so high, you are not taking no for an answer. You're not seeing no other result but the result of the promises of God. And so I'm going to read for you this morning, those of you just coming on. I know it's still kind of early, it's 9:03, but you can also hear this prayer in playback. Thank God for our ministry director that has this prayer on playback on our Facebook page. Go follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube. But in Numbers 23:19-20, it said, God is not a man that he shall lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. As he said, and will he not do it? It says, as he said, will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will not fulfill it? Behold, I received command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot revoke it. I want to borrow something from my bishop, is you are in the hands of an unchangeable God. I want to give you these points before we go into prayer. Number one, you have to give your seed an assignment. Many of you have been sowing words. Many of you have been sowing money. Many of you have been sowing your time. Many of you have been sowing your thoughts. Many of you just, whatever your seed has been, give it an assignment. Give your assignment time. Give your assignment a time limit. I was like, God, I just thank you. I begin to praise him and exalt him that by in the morning, I'm going to see results over my baby. By in the morning, God said, give your seed a time. When do you want it to come up? When do you want it to be released? When do you want it to happen? I know some of y'all want to be a millionaire right now, right? Amen. You want to be a millionaire right now. But God, I thank you. I thank you. And I'm going to say this again. Literally, there have been things that I have asked God for. And if God done it then, he'll do it now. And just like I put my expectation that in the morning, God, you're not a man that you should lie. You're not like man. You don't lie. You don't change your mind about me. Nothing about me changes your mind about me. Nothing about me, nothing about me changes the course of what you have in store for me. So today I'm giving my seed an assignment. I'm sending it into places. I am decreeing even in difficult times, hard places, the challenges of faith. You know, sometimes we can be supernatural saints and super spiritual saints. And we're like, oh, I'm good. Praise God. No, right now, the way God is stretching me can be a little scary. It could be a little challenging, but I'm on for the challenge. If anybody like me, you have said you're on for the challenge, that you're going to take this challenge and you're going to believe God that by this time, because all through the word of God, you see the prophets prophesying, even when the woman wanted a son, he said, by this time next year, you're going to hold a son. By this time, there was a scripture in the Bible that says the owner sowed seeds. And then when he woke up, sowed seeds in the field. And when he woke up the next day, there was corn, there was wheat, there was fruit in the field. And it was like, to God be the glory. Couldn't nobody do this overnight. But God, I came to tell you this morning, you need to start expecting things to happen. Wake up like it's happening. Dr. Monica is moving and she's looking for a house and she's selling a house. And guess what? The house, she just took a contract before the house was sold, before the house began to go into the process of someone looking at the house. She began to get boxes. She began to decree, I'm moving out of this. She began to decree, it's my time to move. She began to decree, my house is out there. She put an expectation. She gave her seed an assignment to move, to go find my house, to go manifest it. That I will be in my house by the end of summer. I will be in my house by the end of. It is time for you to take your faith to another level and operate that by this time, I'm going to see results. You need to give. You have to understand that the atmosphere is listening to you. The atmosphere is listening to you. Your promise is listening to you. It is listening to you. It has ears. It has a womb, and it's time to give birth to you. Will you be in position to receive what you've put in the atmosphere? Give your assignment time. And I want you to know you need raise your expectation and you need to tell God, listen, he said, prove me, test me. If you are a giver, prove me. I'm going to show you. I'm going to back up my word. So we're going to pray this morning, even through your faith challenge, that God will direct you to trust him. I mean, my sister and my brother, it's time to trust God on a whole nother level. What I say, point one, give your seed an assignment because God is not going to lie. If he spoke it, will he not fulfill it and bring it to pass? That's the kind of God we serve. You don't serve a God that's listening to your prayers and listening to your requests, and he ignores you. He doesn't ignore you. He's bringing you through a season of maturity to handle what you're asking him for. Some of you asking God, I need you to give me a mansion. Well, can you maintain it? Can you keep your house that you have now clean? You're asking God for a luxury car. Can you keep the car you have now clean? If God gave you $1 million, can he trust you to tithe off of it? If God gave you debt-free living, can he trust you to still bless other people? God is giving you time to mature. You are not behind time. You are not behind schedule. Everything that is happening in your life is because you opened up your mouth and you were crazy enough to believe God for that season. Why don't you believe him for the season that he's stretching you? Yes, the stretch is uncomfortable, but you need it. Give your seed an assignment. Give your assignment a time. And guess what? I want you to begin to write down where you want your seed to move for you. Begin to say, I need my seed to move here. I need my seed to go open up this. I need my angels to go release this. It's your time. The atmosphere is waiting on your mouth to release it. So, Father, we thank you this morning. Father, we come before you. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you because you are a way maker. You are a miracle worker. Yes, you are. You are a light in the darkness. You are, Father. So, Lord, I thank you that you are the God of the impossible. I want you to start writing down impossible things and begin to expect God for the impossible thing. Like I rolled over and prayed over Marzi, and I just believed. I went to bed in peace. It's time for you to go to bed in peace over what you are believing God for. God, I believe you for the impossible. You can do anything. God, I want to trust in your ability and not my own. God, teach me to see difficulties in life, in my life, from your perspective. Help me to focus, oh God, on you and your power and your authority and the dominion that you have given me. I just heard the Lord said, open up your mouth and release your dominion. I've given you power and dominion over the earth realm. I have dominion over the heaven realm. So whatever you release out of your mouth on earth, heaven comes into agreement with it. And so, God, I trust in your power. God, teach me how to have the faith and the expectancy of Joshua and Caleb, who believed in a good report and focused on you, even in hard circumstances, oh God. Father, I decree right now that my responsibility is to carefully trust and read and obey your word. And so, God, your word moves for me. My seed is on an assignment to believe that what I've been asking and putting in the atmosphere, my seed is moving for me. It is moving through the soil of the earth. It is moving through the soil of the atmosphere. And so, God, I thank you. It will move on the hearts of man. It will move on the hearts of companies. It will move on the hearts. God, I put my words in trusting in your word, oh God, and I am expecting results today. Starting today, God, I believe your word. God, I thank you. Today, I bring before you this difficult situation that I am trusting you for. Come on, put it in the atmosphere. It don't look like it'll work for me. It don't look like I qualify, but you are the God of the impossible. So God, I decree that you've given me power to speak to this mountain and be thou removed. The mountain of debt, the mountain of separation, the mountain of credit, the mountain of limits. God, I thank you today. I speak to every mountain in my way in the name of Jesus, and I command it to be removed because you are not like man. You do not lie, and you have spoken this over my life. I bring back every prophetic word that you have spoken over me, and I command it. I put pressure on it to come to pass. I put pressure on every prophetic word that's been spoken over my life concerning me, concerning my finances, concerning my children, concerning my ministry, concerning the next phase of God in my life. I thank you that this pressure is the promise that God spoke to me, and I expect it. I declare my faith in your ability to fulfill your promises to me, God. You will fight for me and win the battles in my life. You are mighty, powerful, righteous, and true. And so, God, I thank you. I praise you this morning as you have put pressure on every woman of God from Genesis to Revelation. You put pressure on man to believe you and trust you past their circumstances, past what they can see. God, even in Noah, building something he had no clue, building something, preparing for something that he never heard of before. God, help my faith to be like Noah, to build an ark and prepare for rain, for something that I don't even understand. God, my faith and my spirit shall rise above fear, shall rise above the limitations that I see. And so, God, I thank you. I have nothing to fear because you are on my side. I will be strong and courageous in this season of my life. I will not be terrified or discouraged. for the Lord my God will be with me wherever I go. God, I pray your word this morning that you will never leave me or forsake us. God, I do not need to figure everything out. I just heard the Lord say, you don't need to figure everything out. Stop trying to figure it out and hear the instructions that I've given to you. You can't control this season. You can't manipulate this season because I'm your God. I am controlling it. The word of God is controlling it. All you've got to do is open up your mouth and say, God, I receive it. God, I receive it. God, I receive it. Teach me how to walk by faith and pray breakthrough prayers for me. I choose to have faith in your ability to break through every obstacle in my life. God, just like Joshua, God, my mind is recalling the life of Joshua. You will give me the land and every place my foot shall step up on. God, I thank you. Can't nobody have it. Can't nobody move in it. Can't nobody obtain it. Can't nobody touch it, because God, you will blind it to other people because it belongs to me. I call everything and every promise that you have for me, and nobody can touch it, steal it, or remove it from its place. God, I thank you. Though you may be pushing me to believe you in another area, so God, I believe you, because where my feet step, you're going to give me the land. Through you, God, through you, we push back our enemies. Through your name, we trample our foes. I do not trust in a bow. My sword does not bring me victory, but you give us victory over our enemies, enemies of thoughts. Oh God, enemies of that may be blocking our lands, enemies that may be blocking our faith. You put our adversaries to shame. And God, we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. Ever. We praise you for results. Who am I talking to this morning? God says, begin to praise me for results. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundaries lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. People of God, I am praying the word this morning, because God said, bring your word, bring my word back to me. Give me the instructions of my words. So God, I will praise you. You are my counsel. Even in the night season, my heart, God, you will instruct me. God said, I'm going to download the instructions and where to go. I'm going to download to your mind clarity and instructions, because you are my right hand, and I will not be shaken. God said, don't be shaken. Today, don't be shaken. Arise in your expectation and believe me for impossible things. My body also will rest. Command, put your hand on your body and command your body to rest and find safety in the peace of God. Because you will not abandon me, oh God. You are the Holy One. And so, God, I thank you. You have made known to me the path of life. Teach me to obey you. You will fulfill me with joy in your presence and with eternal pleasures at your right hand. So God, we thank you for faith that does the impossible, because it is God's undertake for us. And nothing about God and me shall be difficult in this season. So God, I thank you. As you lead, I follow. As you lead me, I follow. As you speak, I will speak it. And God, as you download, I will think it and manifest it and bring it to pass. I believe the word of the Lord that you are doing things that are impossible for me, that you're going to have the last laugh. Oh God, I thank you. I rise up in the ability to trust you. Oh God, I believe by this time at the end of September, I'm going to see what I've been believing you for. Come on, I dare you at this point right here, begin to put a time on your word that you're sending out in the atmosphere. In the atmosphere, I thank you that millions are falling in my hands. I thank you. You're giving me good stewardship on how to handle opportunities that you land in my hands right now. I thank you that failure is not an option. I thank you, oh God, that you're laying on the hearts of people. They don't even know why they're blessing me. They don't even know why they're opening up doors. They don't even know why they're giving me opportunities. But the world has decreed. God's land has decreed. Not only is it my time, but it's my turn. Not only is my season, but it's my harvest. And I shall live as a harvester. My seed is turning, germinating, moving in and out the land, making ways for me. It's making opportunities for me. Father, I thank you now that I will only be the head. I will never be the tail again, because God, the roles have shifted and my faith is in such a mood of expectation. I level out my expectation to believe you for crazy, ridiculous miracles that's going to hit my life and my hands. Oh God, I thank you that you will have people to open up doors for me. I thank you that things cannot be canceled. I thank you because I am not in a season of things being lacked or things being canceled, but I'm in the season that I shall rise up and I'm going to give my seed an assignment. Every time I sow a word, every time I sow a seed, every time I sow money, every time I sow kindness, every time I sow love, every time I sow peace, I'm giving it an assignment. And God, I thank you that it's making every crooked place straight. And I thank you, oh God, that I believe you, that you are a way maker. You are a miracle worker. You are a promise keeper. The word this morning said that you don't lie, that you don't lie. Ah, God, that you don't lie. I speak to the atmosphere and tell you God doesn't lie. So whatever he told you to do for me, I give you permission to go make it happen. Come on, open up your mouth and begin to speak to the atmosphere. I decree healing, that I'm already healed. I'm already healed in my body from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I release healing over this prayer line, healing for your emotions, healing for your mind, healing for your joints. I don't know who this is, God, but I pray that God release the healing in your body, the stiffness of joints, arthritis, muscle tension. You've been under so much stress of carrying stuff and people and believing God for things that you feel like ain't gonna come to pass because you've been believing him for a long time. But I speak to your body and command your body to have the strength to believe God one more time. Oh, I hear God when he told Peter, go out again. Cast your nets again. Go out again on the boat. I hear the Lord saying it's going to happen. Go and try me one more time. If you don't see nothing, go back, because there's a cloud the size of a man's hand that's appearing. You're looking for something big, but it's going to come in a small package, but it's going to be a powerful move. You're looking for something big to happen now, but I hear the Lord saying it's going to be small, but it's going to have a powerful move in your life. You just broke and cracked the ceiling of going under again. I know you feel like you will let something big happen and then it'll go down to the bottom. The bottom is not your portion, but you are in the hands of an unchangeable God. His mind has not changed about you. His course has not changed about you. The promises have not changed about you. And so, God, I believe your word today, and I relieve myself of stressing, and I command my body to be in peace. I command my mind to be in peace. I will not stress out. And when I feel myself go into those moments, I say, God, I roll my works unto you because you cared for me. And so, God, we trust you and we honor you. We take you at your word today. Come on, open up your mouth and begin to bless him, because we take him at his word this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and bless him, because we take him at his word this morning. And God, I keep hearing it in my spirit. Give your seed an assignment. Some of you are afraid because people told you don't question God. People told you there's some things you don't ask God for. The devil is a lie. God, my life is in your hands, and you've given me the power and the authority to ask you hard questions because I don't understand. You made my brain. God, you made me. You made my mind, and you know how much I can handle. And so, God, you are stretching me. You're stretching my faith. You're stretching me to believe. And God, life has hit me, but God's favor has hit me even the greater. And so, God, I thank you this morning. Oh, God, I praise you for your favor. I praise you because my seed is bringing favor. And as Amar fever was broken just like that. I decree that we're going to see miracles and things turning in our lives just like that. I know y'all, some of y'all saying, Dr. Mercer always decreeing miracles coming to our house. Yes, because some of us are in some impossible situations, facing some impossible things, because God is stretching your faith. God has told you to do some things that he's stretching you. And you've been saying, God, I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I have the time. I'm too old. Or God, don't doubt God when he's telling you to do something or believe in him, because I promise you, as the word says this morning, he's going to do it. God is not looking at your age. He is not looking at the time you've been, how long you've been praying. He is not, because some people, when it happened, they're going to think it happened overnight, but they don't know God didn't give them access to your struggle. He didn't give them access to how you got here. He didn't let them see, but God's been hiding you, and now you're coming out of the wilderness. Oh God, I hear the scripture in Revelation where it decreed that for 1,260 days, a woman ran into the wilderness to a prepared place by God. I came to tell you, you may be feeling like you're in the wilderness, but it's a prepared place by God, because God had to leave her there for 3.5 years. And I want to tell you that God's going to feed you in the wilderness. God's going to love on you in the wilderness. He's going to restore you there. He's going to pour into you. He's going to speak into you. You will not miss nothing. You will not miss opportunities. But baby, when you come out and when you look at 3.5 years, y'all, we've been in COVID for almost three and a half years. And I decree that by the end of September, which is going to be 3.5 years, you're going to see things break out. So in the body of Christ and to the believer, that is going to blow the minds of people that thought you were going to break, you were going to crumble, you were going to go under, you was going to quit, you was going to give up on God, you were going to leave God. But I decree that when you come out of this, your seed going to bring you back a harvest. Hallelujah. Who am I talking to? You're in the hands of an unchangeable God. So give your seed an assignment, and give your assignment time by this time tomorrow, by this time next week, by this time in 2 weeks, by this time at the end of August. Come on, by this time in 7 days, I want you to begin to give God praise right now, because you are giving your seed an assignment, and you're giving your assignment time. I'm going to write down, God, because I speak to the atmosphere, the hemisphere, the stratosphere. God, I thank you because you're giving me rulership, dominion, and power over everything in the earth. And because heaven is coming in agreement with my word, I pray your word this morning, let it be on earth as it is in heaven. I am a good steward over the promises of God. God, you can trust me with favor. Favor just opened up the heavens for me. But God, I thank you today that heaven is open. Portals are open. Come on, open up your mouth and decree heaven to be open for you. And supernatural power, the impossible God is working on the impossible situation that's going to be possible for you to access it. Yes, and God, we thank you. We thank you that worthy is the Lamb of God, because you have given us access into things that we think that are impossible, but they're possible to you. And so, God, we glorify you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We glorify you. And where things said we don't qualify, we speak that we do qualify, and it's going to happen. Is going to turn in my favor, because you are not like man. You do not lie. But God, you're holy. And I thank you this morning that I praise you for the impossible. Thank you, Father, that it's been possible for access. God, I praise you this morning. And so, God, I pray for my leaders. I pray for every leader on this line. I pray for every church that's represented, that we will see God move like never before. And so, God, every seed that my pastors have sown, every seed, God, that they've sown in people, and God, every seed, God, let it come back in such a way that it blows their mind. And God, I pray for every leader, every church that's on this line. God, some people are facing some hard things, but it's not impossible for you. And God, I thank you. We speak to the atmosphere. We speak to the atmosphere, and we expect you to move. We expect things to turn in our favor. We expect the hand of God to be revealed. Oh, God, I praise you this morning. I praise you this morning. I honor you. Listen, I want you to go follow us. My bishop is preaching a powerful word. He is releasing nuggets on an unchangeable God. Go follow him. Go follow his ministry. Go follow us on our Mountaintop Facebook page. Go follow us on YouTube. Go follow us on Instagram. The nuggets that he is preaching is just been building, will build your faith to trust God. I promise you, you're about to see some things that's ridiculous because you thought you were in the wilderness to die, baby. No, this is not the wilderness in the Old Testament. This is the wilderness in the New Testament. You have been ran into a prepared place by God, and God is going to let you see the possible. Give it time. Give it a time to move for you. And just like my baby's temperature broke overnight, I'm decreeing that you're going to see overnight things happening for you. You're going to see answers. You're going to get yeses that's been no's. You're going to see, can you expect God like that? I know I can. So today I put a challenge in your faith that you take all the breaks off, all the limitations, and you believe God. I don't know about you. I'm believing God. I'm believing God. I'm believing God. I'm believing God. So I bless you. I bless you in Jesus' name. Have a fantastic day. Goodbye.